WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Gaza war a step closer to an end. The first phase of a ceasefire agreement is now in effect, says ABC's Mary Bruce at the White House.
This morning, joy and relief as a ceasefire is now in effect, paving the way for the remaining hostages to be released early next week after being held by Hamas for more than 2 years. In Gaza, thousands seen heading north back to Gaza City just moments after the ceasefire was made official.
No Nobel Peace Prize, though, for President Trump. It's awarded to Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado. No pay for U.S. military members October 15th if the government shutdown's not resolved by then. And the Senate left Washington Thursday without passing a funding bill. U.S. troops have never missed a paycheck because of a shutdown. New York Attorney General Letitia James called bank fraud and false statement charges against her baseless and accused President Trump, who pushed for those charges, of weaponization. This is ABC News.
Madison, Wisconsin. Students, government, lakes, and 92.7 WMDX.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. It's Fire Prevention Week, and firefighters want you to know about the thing you've probably got all over your home that could turn dangerous in an instant. Lisa Hale reports.
This week is Fire Prevention Week. The National Fire Protection Association set the theme as Charge into Fire Safety, Lithium-Ion Batteries in Your Home. Most of the modern electronics in our homes are powered by lithium-ion batteries. Everything from smartphones and tablets to power and lawn tools to e-cigarettes, laptops, headphones, and toys. Oshkosh Fire Chief Tim Hyman says while most lithium-ion batteries are used safely, there have been reports of fires and explosions involving the batteries in recent years.
But basically, any damage to that battery can cause what we call thermal runaway, where basically that battery starts to self-heat, has a reaction, and despite whatever actions we may take, like putting water on it, doesn't really stop that thermal runaway, and it keeps heating and heating and heating, and basically there's an explosion or fire that can result.
Hyman says not to overcharge batteries. Always use the cables that come with the product. Charge on a hard surface and make sure to dispose of or recycle batteries correctly. Lithium-ion batteries aside, Hyman said the most critical thing for fire prevention and safety is a working smoke detector.
I cannot stress how important those are. And based on real-life outcomes where we show up and if you have working smoke detectors that have alerted you to get out versus the homes we go to that don't have working smoke detectors, we see dramatically different outcomes.
For more news from around Madison and all over Wisconsin, head to our website, WMDXradio.com. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Crew lose again to the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball, the NLDS. There will be a Game 5 tomorrow night in Milwaukee. The Brewers shut out by the Cubs, 6-0 at Wrigley Field. Freddy Peralta surrendered a 3-run home run in the bottom of the first to Chicago's Ian Happ. Pat Murphy.
The first inning is always the toughest for a pitcher, especially in environments like this and big games. First inning can always be the struggle, and hadn't shown him the heater yet and got too much of the middle of the plate.
First pitch at 7:08 tomorrow night at AmFam Field. College football, the Badgers host the Hawkeyes tomorrow night in Madison, kickoff 6 p.m. Wisconsin lost 42-10 last year at Iowa.
The focus is, you know, obviously what happened last year and what it is that we need to do to change all that happened last year. It'll be a physical, tough, hard-nosed game. Nothing different than what you would expect from an Iowa-Wisconsin football game. We got to make sure that Saturday night we're ready to roll.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 92.7 WMDX.
It is going to be another really nice fall day today. Partly cloudy with a high in the upper 60s to low 70s this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be clear with a low in the upper 30s to near 40. Tomorrow, another great day with sunshine and a high in the mid to upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I'm joined by Jennifer Sullivan of the Center for Budget and Policy Priorities. We break down what's going on with MAGA's refusal to talk about making healthcare affordable for Americans under the ACA.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
WMDX Madison, where conversations are free range and organic.
Good morning, Madison. You're listening to 92.7.
John and Gordy Lounge.
WMDX
is open
it's
for
time
business.
For the yep. John and Gordy Morning Show.
Hey, that's us. These are coffee highballs we're serving up.
The John Gordy Radio Show.
Where?
On WMDX.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Good morning.
A little rainy as well.
Yeah, it's Friday, and we've got showers working their way through downtown Madison along State Street. It is wet. There are people out there with your umbrellas, so grab your umbrella as you head out the door. Check your windshield wipers. Get your galoshes and your mucklucks and your hip waders. Get ready for a downpour. It's going to be flooding all...
What are mucklucks?
What are mucklucks?
Yeah, what are mucklucks?
They're kind of like galoshes.
Yeah. What are galoshes? Okay.
Wow. Okay. Look, well, they're
sorry. You know, Gen Z should do a little homework.
They're like boots. They're boots.
Okay.
They're
okay.
Boots, yeah.
Okay. So rain showers this morning and then partly to mostly sunny this afternoon, the high near 70. Hey, you can win your dinner from WMDX and Sugar River Pizza. Just go to WMDXradio.com. That's our website. Look at the carousel at the top of the page spinning around. And when it comes up to win your dinner from Sugar River Pizza, you can click on that. Every week, we give you a chance to win a $50 gift card from Sugar River Pizza in Sun Prairie. So check it out. And then we throw out all the entries and start all over again on Monday. So get in on it. Go to WMDXradio.com. Thank you to Sugar River Pizza.
All right.
Let's check in with Savannah Tomei Olson from WMDX News. Good morning, Savannah. What's on your mind today? What's going on?
What's a big story?
Big stories.
Yeah.
Savannah?
Wait, Savannah?
Do we have Savannah here?
We should.
Did we lose Savannah? Apparently we do not have her.
Wait.
Can you hear me now?
There she is. Oh, we got you, Savannah.
Yeah.
Hey.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Tell us what are making news headlines today.
What's going on?
One of the biggest things is that the independent police monitor resigned here in Madison. I don't know if you guys know any of the history.
No.
It all started. So the position was created in 2020, and the idea was that this would be like an independent overseer of the police department, someone who could take complaints and work with civilians who was unaffiliated with the police department. It officially started after all of the protests of 2020 when we had this big national reckoning over police violence. But it's actually been in the works since 2015 after the killing of Tony Robinson. So this has been discussed forever and then finally was created and the money was set aside. And then it took them 2 years to hire somebody. And then when they finally did, she ended up going on medical leave at least once. And basically, it took a long time for this office to get up and running. It wasn't until 2024, almost a year ago, that they even got a complaint form going up. And that was after about 2 years that Robin Copley was in the position. And long story short, after basically not getting a whole lot of work done yet, Robin Copley resigned earlier this week. And so now they kind of have to start all over on this thing that really struggled to get off the ground in the first place.
Is there a job that this person actually does? I mean, I know you're monitoring, but what I'm having a hard time finding out what the real job duty is exactly.
Well, I'm just wondering, do other police agencies have this kind of position?
Yeah, can they copy it from another city? Or
this was relatively new, and we were trying something.
Yeah.
Last year during the budget process, the mayor was not thrilled with how little had gotten done, and she even proposed axing the department altogether and starting over.
Yeah.
But the initial job was to basically have something unconnected to the police department that was where civilians could go to get help, to file complaints, and then to basically investigate the police department. So it wasn't police investigating police when there were some kind of issues.
That's a good idea.
That was the goal, and they just haven't gotten there.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. Well,
now you've got another story here.
Complicated.
That we're all bracing for. John Nolan Construction begins Monday.
That's right. Yes.
Monday.
They're
going to
go ahead with
it,
even though federal funding is like up in question.
Well,
I feel like I need to just make a drive and go down John Nolan this weekend just to enjoy it one last time, because it's going to be 2 years of this. And
least.
That's what they're estimating. And we all know, we know how construction projects
exactly.
go.
Exactly. Yes.
So, you know, there's going to be a lot of detours and issues, and it all starts for us on Monday. That'll be exciting.
Man. Is there a ribbon cutting ceremony involved, or what do they do?
I don't think so.
No.
No one's going to be there, that's for sure.
Okay.
All right.
And let's see. Oh, you had one other story here.
Yeah, I have some happy news.
Yes.
This is just a nice way to end for us on Friday. So the last survivor who was in the hospital from the ALCS school shooting, he's been there since last December. He's been at American Family Children's Hospital. His name is Sammy Garduno Martinez. He was released this week, so he was finally discharged from the hospital after, I think about 10 months?
Yeah.
And he didn't get to go home. He's now at a rehab facility in Chicago, but there were hundreds of staff who lined the halls for him to leave. He even got an escort from the sheriff's department to the county line as his ambulance took him to his new home for a little bit as he continues to recover. It's been a really long road for him. So that was something positive as we end our week here on the road to recovery, making some steps.
And Savannah, I know there's I think you had this in the story. There's a GoFundMe site if you want to help out with medical expenses. Mm-hmm. That's
active. Right. There is. I'm refreshing it right now. It has about $185,000.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Point.
Good.
Yeah.
That's great.
Always nice to see Madison really steps up.
Yeah.
Well, great. Savannah, thank you so much. We appreciate it. You have a good weekend. Talk to you next week. That's Savannah Tomei Olson.
Can't wait till we have a universal healthcare insurance plan for everybody in this country so we don't have to do these kind of weird, wacky things.
All right.
I guess we're just going
to
have
to get back to the teletype. It's fired up again.
We got so many stories that we've been putting off all week long, but let's get to them now. Did Putin encourage Trump to run for president, and did Putin back Trump for president in 2016? The big question is, did that happen? Here's the big story. Let's check out Cut 67. This is Cut 67, Jesse Waters and Tulsi Gabbard. Let's listen to this.
Here we go.
There is irrefutable evidence that detail how President Obama and his national security team directed the creation of an intelligence community assessment that they knew was false. They knew it would promote this contrived narrative that Russia interfered in the 2016 election to help President Trump win, selling it to the American people as though it were true. It wasn't.
Ooh. Gabbard got her hands on a House Intel report that's been locked away in a CIA vault for almost a decade.
Locked.
Investigators spent over 2,000 hours looking into how the Russia hoax was born, interviewing 20 CIA and FBI officials. And it turns out that the Obama administration doctored the intelligence to make it look like Putin and Trump stole the election.
Oh, my
None
God.
None of any of this was ever true.
Oh. Then CIA Director Brennan and the intelligence community mischaracterized intelligence and relied on dubious substandard sources to create a contrived false narrative that Putin developed a quote-unquote clear preference for Trump.
Obama and his intel spies knew that Putin didn't collude with Trump and that he didn't even direct his people to help Trump win.
Well, that's it.
They put it out there anyway.
That's the word. Yeah. So they did a lot of research, and as you can tell, Fox News came to a conclusion. But you know what? I don't think Tulsi or Fox News used the Google. I did.
What did you find out?
And, well, in 2019, a reporter actually asked Putin whether he backed Trump. Why ask the source, right?
That's right.
Why go to the sources and cut 66? Let's listen.
Yeah.
Found in an appropriate legal framework.
Did you want President Trump to win the election, and did you direct any of your officials to help him do that?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Because he talked about bringing the U.S.-Russia relationship back to normal.
Well, there you go.
Okay, well, that's right from the horse's mouth.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, that paper is locked up for many years from the Obama administration, and they have discovered it wasn't true, even though there it is. Putin is actually saying yes, he backed him, and he wanted him to win.
Yeah.
I don't
there
know.
There you go.
How hard was that?
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, this is just more stories are coming across here.
Okay. Well,
these are much more entertaining. And this I thought was really interesting. The Daily Show's Jon Stewart talked about this, and he mentioned, you know, 75 million Democratic voters are now unrepresented. 75 million Americans.
What?
Democratic voters unrepresented because Trump doesn't represent anybody on the left. Nobody. He's abandoning, he's attacking them. He doesn't want them around. Well, let's listen to Jon Stewart's point of view on this, cut 85, and let's see what he has to say on The Daily Show.
75 million Americans voted for a Democrat in this last round of presidential elections. And at this moment, they have zero power at the federal level, not in the House, not in the Senate, not in the executive, and not in the courts. There has not been a moment of conciliation or concern about the issues and policies that drove those 75 million votes. Not a moment. At present, the Democrats' largest victory over these past 8 months is getting a guy who may or may not be a criminal back from El Salvador so Trump could send him to Uganda. That was the big win. And then suddenly, a small ask for people's preservation of health care is a Molotov cocktail. Because apparently Republicans won't be satisfied with 99.8% domination. They must have it all. ICE went from deporting the worst of the worst to throwing grandmothers onto linoleum and zip-tying American children. And everyone's just supposed to be cool with the new masked, incredibly well-funded paramilitary group. And Democrats are just reduced to petty gestures of restroom resistance.
Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem posted that she was blocked from entering a city building in Illinois.
Can we
use the restroom?
No, you cannot.
Okay. We can?
Please don't go in the door.
Okay.
Please don't go in the door.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Interesting.
That's why Governor Pritzker says is cooperation in keeping people safe.
Victory is ours!
Victory. Keep her out of the restaurants.
Look, I've given Democrats an enormous amount of their poor leadership. Lack of specific and actionable plans, terrible messaging, abysmal wordplay. Did I mention poor leadership? But standing up for 75 million Americans in this moment to defend the rights of people to go into a little less medical debt seems like the least they can f***ing do.
There you go. That's summing it up, I would say.
Yeah.
Right? And they're really having a hard time trying to help out the Democrats. They don't want to do it. They want to destroy Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act. This is their way of doing it by making it unaffordable. And so they'll peel away more people from that. They become more desperate. They'll take whatever they can get from the administration if they come up with a different plan, but a more costly plan. And that's the whole point of what they're doing right now. And they're going to stick to it. They are not going to relent.
Mm-hmm. Hey, coming up in about 15 minutes, we've got Rocker in the studio with a Max Inc. preview, some local music happening around the area. All that and more of your stories. The teletype machine keeps clicking.
It's hot.
We'll be back with more of John and Gordy on WMDX.
WMDX, all talk, no assembly required.
You'll find monster savings during October at Verlo Mattress of Madison. Save on adjustable bases, now 30 to 50% off. Prepare for a sleep sanctuary like no other with their amazing accessory offers. Verlo Mattress of Madison.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The Trump administration confirmed in September it is sharing driver's license and Social Security information among federal and state agencies from a massive database of personal and voter data. A class action lawsuit by voters and pro-voter groups has been filed to stop it. Since May, 38 states have received requests to turn over voter registration and voting records, according to the Brennan Center for Justice. As of October 1st, the only state to have complied is Indiana. Eight states which refused to comply have now been sued by the Trump Department of Justice. The administration reportedly repurposed an existing U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services database for verifying immigration status called Systematic Alien Verification for Entitlements, or the SAVE system. NPR reported in September that the immigration status of 33 million voters had been checked using the database. The new lawsuit contends, quote, Congress passed the Privacy Act of 1974 specifically to prevent the government from creating formal or de facto national databanks or centralized federal information systems that would consolidate sensitive personal information of Americans stored at separate agencies, unquote. The voters and groups are asking the court for an injunction prohibiting the administration from using personal data not allowed by the Privacy Act. We've linked the complaint from AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
It is 722, 92.7 WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning. Rain showers working their way across Madison right now. That should clear out for some sunshine mixed in with some clouds. High near 70 this afternoon, right now 52 degrees.
I've got a big story coming up here about Dominion voting machines. This is not good news in any way, shape, or form. But while we're talking about really bad news, let's go to the phone lines right now and talk to CJ about the peace deal in Israel. What do you got to say about that, CJ?
What do you guys got to say about it? You're like Madison's version of NMNSB or whatever the
yes,
heck they
that's
are.
Right.
It's way down on your story line.
Yeah.
The world is celebrating it, and
yes, they are.
Your party hasn't even discussed it, but hey, while I've been listening, on page 57, section 2141 of the Democrats' spending bill that was passed by the House bipartisanly and held up in the Senate by Chuck Schumer because he's afraid of AOC and the extreme left of your party.
Yes.
It speaks of that illegals will get health care on the Democrat plan. Mm-hmm. That's the fact.
Yeah.
But, you know, you guys are like the Nobel Peace Prize as President Trump is on ending the eighth war between Israel and Hamas.
Let me just respond.
Haven't even discussed it.
Let me just respond to that, okay? First of all, it's step one in this peace plan, and we've seen where that's gone before. All right.
Why has it not gone well? Because Hamas is a terrorist organization.
We can't. I know, but we don't have control over that. And neither does Trump. But here's the other thing, and this is the sad news, CJ.
Well,
I don't know if you heard about this.
Hold up, CJ.
I don't know if you heard about this, but Trump did not get the Nobel Peace Prize. I hate to break the news to you. If you didn't hear about it yet, he did not get it. Again, here's the thing. It's a step one.
Guys, just like the UN.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah, I appreciate
it. They only pick and choose things they want to do because of left and right.
Yeah. All right, CJ. But, you know, I just thought, you know, we'd bring it up on the show, and I'm glad you called because I did want to at least tell everybody that, again, your hopes have been dashed. Trump did not get the Nobel Peace Prize. I said it the wrong way.
Noble.
All right, here it is. This is the big story. Canadian-based Dominion was one of the biggest election equipment providers in the world and has been used in the majority of American states.
Yeah.
Scott Leinendecker said the new company will be called, get this, Liberty Vote. You know what direction they're going in. Liberty Vote is looking to align itself closely with Trump's election integrity vision going forward, according to Scott Leinendecker. That's his name. Trump demanded that states use a voting verification paper record going forward. Liberty Votes said it would ensure that it will comply with Trump's executive order. Now, we have a paper trail here in this state as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it goes into a scanner, but they do have the paper ballots.
Right.
Election officials across the nation have said that paper-only ballots would lead to delayed results without any improvement on security, and that is true. In fact, it's less accurate. Mm-hmm. So anyway, okay, it's nice to know that now at least the largest voting machine manufacturer and supplier of all our states, Dominion, is now called Liberty Vote and owned by a former Republican operative. Thank you.
What could go wrong?
No. Is this what Trump was talking about when he said, you'll never have to vote again? You know, maybe Liberty will say, oh, all our machines went out. I'm sorry about that on election day, right? Oh, boy.
Oh, well. Yeah.
So there you go.
Great. Should we go back to the phones?
Yes, let's go to the phones. Charles in Milwaukee. Charles, what do you got for us today?
Good morning, Charles.
Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah, more cheating on this party that complains. Everybody else is cheating when it's only them. And as far as the ceasefire deal, no, nobody wants any more killing over there. But
right.
There are a lot of things that still need to be ironed out, like if Hamas is going to give up their weapons, if they're going to be a two-state solution. And Bibi Netanyahu kind of needs the war to keep going because he knows that the minute this war is over and they have an election and he loses, him and his wife are most likely going to jail for criminal crimes that they committed.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's been an ongoing situation for Bibi for a while now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So he kind of needs this war to keep going because he knows that there's a likelihood that he's going to prison and his wife.
That's true. Yep. All right, Charles, thanks for the call. We're running out of time here. We've got Rocker coming up in just a few moments. Do we have another text here?
We do, from Mark, and he was responding to something that CJ said. He says, Mark says, I've looked at page 57, and that's not what it says. Read the quotation, CJ.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
go back and forth.
I watched the whole thing on this one of the streaming channels, podcasts, and they talked about it, and there's no reference to any of that on page 57. Even though Mike Johnson is out there. Go to it. I posted it. It's right there on the internet. You can read it for yourself. It's not there. It's not on that page. They don't deal with that at all about funding this.
Well, it seems to be a popular page. Everybody keeps talking about it.
Yeah, giving money to illegal immigrants. But here's the thing. They don't want to give the money to emergency departments to take care of immigrants going into the emergency department. But it also affects Americans going into the emergency departments, too, because that's how they get paid, to take people in the emergency room. So they're taking money away from Americans and illegal immigrants, all at the same time.
29 past the hour, right around the corner. We've got Rocker in the studio with a Max Sync preview. Local music happening around our area. Coming right back after the Midwest Food and Farm Report.
WMDX, because somebody's got to fact check Facebook.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 92.7 WMDX. The Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection announced yesterday they were suspending all poultry shows, exhibitions, swap meets, and movement of poultry in four southern Wisconsin counties. Catch is, they didn't tell the poultry show organizers. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. More on that next.
As the weather changes, it can start to impact feed quality. Don't let your cows become the victims of the ration roller coaster. Adding Generator Elite to your herd's ration can introduce beneficial microbials that support gut health and help the herd navigate the highs and lows of feed quality, all while using less than an ounce per day per cow. Learn more about Generator Elite at bio-vet.com.
Dan Schwant of the Beaver, Pigeon, and Bantam Club says he's mad. They had a show scheduled for this Saturday at the Jefferson County Fair Park and found out through friends that the show was canceled. He said he received no notification from the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
I already started with the setup process. I already had emptied all the cooping out of the semi-trailer, and then all of a sudden a friend of mine messaged me and said, hey, did you see what the dad cap did? And so that was news to me, and I was like, what? Because I checked my email, there was nothing there. And I called another one of our members and asked her, and she said she had received nothing either. So, and then it was just fun, saw it on the website there. And so we've had to cancel one of our previous events because of the AI, and they contacted me in advance and said, hey, I had to cancel. Well, this time I had nothing.
That's a surprise. Dan Schwant, the secretary of the Beaver, Pigeon, and Bantam Club, they were having their annual fall swap on Saturday. But now the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection suspending all poultry shows, exhibitions, swap meets, and movement of poultry in Jefferson, Waukesha, Walworth, and Rock counties until the end of the calendar year. More at MidwestFarmReport.com.
Whether it's finally getting that blue ribbon or enjoying too many carnival rides, we all have memories of the fair. Here's your chance to share those stories in our Everybody Has a Fair Story contest. The Midwest Farm Report is teaming up with the Wisconsin Association of Fairs as they look for the grand champion fair story. Enter the Fair Story contest for a chance to win a cash prize at MidwestFarmReport.com.
And congratulations to Kurt Larson from Reedsburg. He's been selected as the new president of the Wisconsin Beef Council Board of Directors. Larson is the current president, CEO of the Equity Cooperative Livestock Sales Association. He'll also act as the state's representative on the Federation of State Beef Councils. There's food news on a Friday. I'm Pam Yonke.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
It is going to be another really nice fall day today. Partly cloudy with a high in the upper 60s to low 70s this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be clear with a low in the upper 30s to near 40. Tomorrow, another great day with sunshine and a high in the mid to upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Drivers, Austin Cindric here. As a NASCAR Cup Series driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang, there's a few rules of the road I like to tell my family and friends. Tire pressure is critical to safety because underinflated tires are more likely to fail. Plus, properly inflated tires will give you better gas mileage. Make sure to check your tire pressure at least once a month or stop by a local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Stand-up comedian, Mr. Jim Flanagan.
Can I tell you my Culver's hack? I always get the kids' meal because it's everything you want. I don't have children, right. So I'm just pretending I have like a 9-year-old named James in the back of my car.
I'm not proud of this, but I'll go through a drive-thru like a Taco Bell. I'll act like I'm on the phone and go, what else did you want? Okay. But it's all just for me. It's like 6 tacos, nachos, Bel Grande, and I can mouth through all of that.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, I talk about the new Civic Media sports show, Make the Call, with Parker Olson and Greg Gunderson. And it's a bar band Friday night, so Terry Barr is in the house. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a real heavy rocking band. He really knows about the music scene. He can rock it if you know what I mean. They call him the rocker. Yeah, yeah, he rocks it on the radio. His name is Rocker.
We already know that.
If he likes it, he will tell you so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It is.
He's got the tunes that make you feel alright. He's rocking every Saturday night.
Who is he?
He is the rocker.
That's right. And he's in the studio. WMDX 92.7. It's John and Gordy in the morning. Gordy's back again. I don't know if anybody noticed that this morning.
Here I am. Okay. And happy Friday. We got showers that'll give way to sunshine. Highs near 70 today.
But, if anybody could have listened to our discussion during that last break between Rocker and myself, you know, we're going at it.
My head is spinning.
You know, the Star Wars canon. And, of course, then you had to bring up The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings and the whole trilogy.
You guys are deep in the weeds on this stuff.
Yeah, you want to get into it now. After you heard us talking about it, you're kind of thinking, hey, I got to get into the Lord of the Rings.
And, I don't think so.
And how many books are in the Star Wars canon that were written?
Gosh, you know, probably over 150. I know I've read, I think, 110.
My gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah.
That is Rocker. He's with Max Inc. on Saturday nights.
Well, here's the thing, you know. I mean, okay. they took off on it, and they decided not to do the entire 110 books
prior to that.
And they decided to do something different, and it's called Andor, and you can watch it on Disney.
Oh.
And Rogue One is the movie version, which everybody should see. It's a great movie.
But Rocker's not a fan of Disney.
See, Rocker is just, he's holding back. He doesn't really want to say anything.
I'm a no disc canon person. So if you go hashtag no disc canon, that's no Disney canon. And so anybody who's been with the extended universe of Star Wars, which is literally 25,000 years of history.
And you're angry that
you
read all those books for nothing now.
Oh, I didn't read them for nothing. They're all in my head, and I have the best story you can possibly imagine.
Okay.
Right? Stored up there. But I'm not going to infiltrate it with this, like, sort of dirty Disney canon,
stuff.
If you will.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It. Yeah.
All right. You know, they're like the, you know, the Trumpers of of Star Wars Disney films.
Now you're getting
okay.
Okay, you know,
so
what?
They're rewriting history.
But it's not real history.
It's fake news.
It's
John.
Fiction. They can do anything they want.
No, it's fake news.
Well, we were going to get into some music, but now we don't have any time left. So thanks for joining us, Rocker, and see you Monday. Oh, wait. Okay.
Wait, Monday?
Just to reset, that's Rocker, and he has a show called Max Inc. on the weekends, and that all started out as a magazine many years ago, right?
Yes,
how many years? What year was that?
1996. March of 1996 was when Maximum Inc. Music Magazine hit the streets, and then we ended at the lockdowns, because, you know, by then, kind of print was a little waning, and the lockdowns just shut down everything, and
But you don't have the magazine anymore. No, but you got Facebook and you
Facebook
got your website
and the radio right here on WMDX 92.7, right? Yeah. Saturday night, 6 to 9 p.m. You can find us also Apple Music and Spotify for the interviews and live from the Mad City performances. Each week on Max Inc. Radio, we feature interviews with local Wisconsin-based artists, plus personalities, including entrepreneurs and other folks who's in your neighborhood, right? We talk to them all. This week, we have Megatone Studios, Paul Schluter, the owner. He's moving his whole studio. He's going to come on and to talk about it. They're one of Madison's most prolific studios for local music, that's for sure. And then Jeff Burkhardt, he has new music coming out and a show coming up, and he's that ex-CEO nonprofit guy that is totally doing music now. So we're going to hear about that in a show at the Harmony coming up. And live from the Mad City with Milwaukee's Robbie Sender. He's a Midwest struggle country, and he's going to come out here, singer-songwriter, on Saturday night.
Okay.
And last week on Live from the Mad City, we've been playing Horace Green now a couple times here on John and Gordy in the Morning.
Yep.
And we had them live in the studio last week. They're the four-piece from Oshkosh. The podcast is available right now, civicmedia.us/MaxIncRadio. Of course, Apple Music and Spotify. And you can subscribe to the podcast for feed, for updates. They played last week, Max Inc. Radio. We went and hung out at Paul's Palmeni. I don't know if you've ever been there.
No.
A restaurant. We hung out with the band. It's like a Russian dumplings. They are so good. It's a restaurant actually owned by Madtown Manish Boys, Paul Schwemmer. And it was a lot of fun. This is the latest single right here. We recorded it last week. So you're listening to What Happened on Max Inc. Radio, live from the Mad City. This is Horace Green with their new hit, Cream.
Electric heaven grabbing hold. Move your body with your soul. How we dreaming over tones. As we move across the floor. Into the groove, there's nothing you can do. That's so cream. The currency of ecstasy. Turning gold to jealousy.
Yeah,
all right.
That was great. Yeah,
you know, cream there.
So, I mean, think about it, guys. Well, you know, some of you can see if you're watching the Facebook feed, but that was right here in this studio, right? And the drum set was right behind the glass.
Nice.
I mean, totally amazing. Really well produced here in the studio.
Yeah.
I mean, each and every Saturday night. It's just, it sounds so good.
It's an amazing live performance, right?
It is.
So, check out this week with Robbie Sender. It's always a great time. Jeff Burkhardt, we were just talking about him. He's going to be in Saturday night. We're going to be talking to him, but we're also going to be premiering some new music. He's a Madison singer-songwriter featured on PBS Wisconsin. He used to play in the Dirty Shirts, and he often plays with the band The Echo Rays. Thursday, October 16th, Jeff Burkhardt at the Harmony Bar, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. You can catch him with talking about his new songs and upcoming show this Saturday on Max Inc. Radio. And, you know, he might just bring a guitar and play a song as well for us. We'll have to see what happens. This is a brand new song written by Jeff and performed by the Echo Rays. You're hearing it first right here on John and Gordy.
Yes.
MDX 92.7. Oh, yeah. This is called All That I Love.
Okay.
Written by Jeff Burkhart.
That's right.
And that is the Echo Rays performing it.
That's right. That's
great
right.
guitar work.
So he's
work
a singer-songwriter, right?
He is, yeah. He and we've had him, if you go up to our podcast site, you can find when he was here live in the studio as well. So great artist.
Yes.
And Harmony Bar coming up on Thursday, October 16th.
Okay.
And Harmonious Whale. Guys, we've talked about them before, right?
Oh, yeah.
Gypsy Jazz, American Fused.
They've been around for a long time.
You know, more than 30 years, right?
Yes.
And so we all know that Maggie plays the cardboard box with the brushes, and Sims, he's a mandolin virtuoso. But Chris Wagner plays fiddle with them all the time, and they're the Wailing All-Stars. Tonight, they will be October 10th at the North Street Cabaret. That's right across from the Tip Top on the east side. Harmonious Whale with Scott Lavenka. And, you know, I chopped out a little different feel from a different song so we could hear some instrumentation from these guys because they are just so good.
Yeah.
Right now, this is an all-instrumental by Harmonious Whale. This is called Move and features Chris Wagner on fiddle.
Wow.
They're great.
That's jazz guitarist. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, that's Sims on the mandolin there.
Mandolin was
first.
Amazing.
Yeah,
the
he's
first thing.
Just brilliant.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's unbelievable.
Fiddle, too.
It's great stuff. Oh, yeah. Amazing. I just love that.
And that's what's great on this show. You know, I get to kind of go and listen to different parts and really kind of bring them out for you. You may not know that they play like that, right? It's incredible.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh, we got time for one more?
I think so.
Yeah.
We do. Becca Murray and the Wildflowers tonight. She's at Schuster's Farm in Deerfield from 7 to 10 p.m. And then tomorrow night on the 12th at the Stuffed Olive on State Street. Becca Murray, she's a soulful indie pop artist. She's based in Madison. And her new album, Skating By, blends indie pop, rock, and jazz, exploring the challenges of your mid-20s, John. I don't know what those might have been back then.
It's crazy
navigating routines while chasing dreams that just feel out of reach. She's been performing in Madison bands for years, but she's putting out this kind of solo project, BeccaMurrayMusic.com. Let's check out a tune before you can get it online. This is called Flytrap, totally premiering right here on John and Gordy, MDX 92.7. This is Becca Murray, Flytrap.
Drinking from the well, it tastes so sweet. You couldn't tell there's poison in the stream. Paying back what you thought was for free. Thought you'd get away, ignoring signs. Only was a short matter of time till you left your real plans all behind. And you found you're going no place else at all. And it feels like a whole world fed on your downfall.
Really nice.
Great.
Smooth stuff.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
We're booking her here. She's going to be live in the studio. We'll definitely let you know when she comes in. I have a couple more songs. I have a feeling we're going to hear more from Becca Murray and the Wildflowers.
We will hear more from Rocker with the Max Inc. preview on John and Gordy in just a moment. We'll come right back with some more local and regional music on WMDX.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This portion of the John and Gordy Show is brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center, 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison, helping people change their lives by improving their hearing. They offer fast and flexible appointments with individualized care. Go to MadisonHearingAidCenter.com and take a free hearing test online. They help John Peterson, they help me, and they can help you too. Call them at 608-249-4077. Don't let hearing loss frustrate you anymore. Go to MadisonHearingAidCenter.com.
This is Chad Spain. Are you thinking about improving your home? At Chad's Design Build, we're proud to offer remodeling done well with love. And our commitments to you and your home convey that love and spell our name. The Chad's experience is structured to provide excellent communication, honesty, accuracy, detailed proposals, and satisfied customers. We're also committed to making your home comfortable, healthy, attractive, durable, and sustainable. If you want a quality remodel and a quality remodeling experience, go to ChadsDesignBuild.com to learn more.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent weeks, the level of activity from Immigrations and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has increased quite a bit. There was a raid in Manitowoc at a Walmart parking lot where dairy workers were known to congregate, a series of arrests in Madison, and in Milwaukee, ICE is looking to expand its operations significantly by seeking office space downtown to go along with a new field office on the city's northwest side. This has been concerning for many, and not without reason. A recent large-scale ICE raid in an apartment building in Chicago saw reports of armed federal agents breaking down doors, U.S. citizens detained for hours on end, and children being dragged from their homes in the middle of the night. While the American immigration system has a host of problems, this kind of violent show of force is not an acceptable way to address these problems. And ICE also just received an injection of $45 billion in the One Big Beautiful Bill, so it is imperative for all of us to hold ICE accountable and speak out when things go too far. Right now, things are going way too far.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
No fear here, just monster savings at Burlow Mattress of Madison. This October, the only thing creeping near your bed is a deal too good to miss. We custom make every mattress so you know exactly what's inside. No tricks, just treats. Save hundreds on mattresses, foundations, headboards, sheets, and more. Monster savings at Burlow Mattress of Madison. Upgrade your bedroom and unleash the sleep of your dreams. American made, locally crafted, Burlow. Hurry in before these monster savings vanish. Burlow Mattress of Madison.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
More cowbell, please. John and Gordy in the morning right here on WMDX 92.7. Check us out on the Civic Media app. Yep. Choose our station and then text us or voice note us. We got a voice note from Matt Middleton. That's fantastic. See, it works. It still works. Even if we don't use it.
And we got a few more minutes here with Rocker. Do want to mention next week on the show, on Monday, we've got Chicago radio personality Steve Cochran will join us again.
Oh, yeah.
And talking about ICE in Chicago.
I can't wait to hear about that.
And later next week, we'll check in with Amy Horak from David J. Frank, also Jesse Christensen from Cannabis DNP. We had him in a week or so ago. We want to get him back.
We didn't have enough time to talk about all the different aspects of it. I mean, he's really getting into this, and it's a discussion about making it legal.
Yes, all
regulating
the new pot laws that are up for grabs.
Yeah. And they have an organization they're trying to do something nationwide in order to band together, because now Ohio, Governor DeMint, is also he's also trying to get something together on this, and he might even close down all the shops until they regulate it in some way, shape, or form, which would be terrible, because those shops would go out of business while they debate it and come up with some regulations about products that shouldn't look like kids' candy.
Well, we'll talk to Jesse Christensen next week.
Sorry to have gotten into that. I'm starting to break in here, but go ahead. We've got Rocker in the studio playing more music for us, local music,
got
statewide
a few more minutes.
Music.
Yep.
Wow. All right, guys. Well, let's talk about the Jimmys. They were founded in 2009. They're a Mama
They've
and
been
Grammy
around a
award-winning band. Right. We know about them. Jimmy Vaguely, Hammond Organ, Piano, Electric Rhodes. Did you know during the day, Jimmy helps out with his family's sixth-generation dairy farm, and they till 1,500 acres of cropland. They robotically milk 130 purebred brown Swiss dairy cows.
Wow.
Say that quick,
yes.
Right? Wow. Export embryos and bull semen and live animals all over the world. It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
But at night, Jimmy is a rock star,
he
right?
He is.
This Saturday, actually, 10-12, 7-acre dairy farm down in Belleville, they'll be playing. The 16th, they're at Toffler's Pub and Grill in New Glarus. Then they're coming to Madison on the 24th of October for the Coda Cafe on the Willie Street in Madison. And then November 7th, they're doing the local showcase, music showcase. That's presented by Music Makes a Difference. That'll be at the High Noon on the 7th of November. Right now, we're going to listen to a little bit different slice of one of Jimmy's older tunes. This is called Drinkin'. You're listening to John and Gordy, MDX 92.7.
The Jimmys.
Yeah, I love the idea of the 7-acre dairy farm.
Yeah.
Barn out there in Belleville.
That's right.
Boy, that's really catching on. John and Gordy, we're starting our own, line dance dairy barn.
Oh, my gosh.
We got to workshop that one, get it out online.
Line dance dairy barn.
Yeah.
Standing in line for the new Star Wars movie.
It all works. Yeah. Well, put it all together.
You know, Dom likes to line dance.
Yeah. You shouldn't have told
Dom?
Him that.
What?
I do.
Yes.
Seriously?
Yeah.
He's got boots. He's got a cowboy hat and a vest and chaps and everything.
This is what he'll do for love. You know, that's his girlfriend.
I want to see some video of this. Is there a video?
There is, but I'm not showing you.
Okay. Good deal. All right, we got anything? We got a couple of minutes.
Oh, okay. Hey, Mac O'Brien, Saturday, the 18th of October. She's coming back to Whiskey Jack's on State Street. You know, she's from Chicago, ties to Madison, Milwaukee, a country alternative artist, but she recently signed as an artist and brand advancement deal with TSP Creative out of Nashville. And they're known for guiding artists through touring, sponsorships, and all kinds of stuff. Their roster includes Coldplay, Post Malone, and the Lumineers, and Alice Cooper. Pretty crazy. She's going places, and she'll be right here. October 18th, Whiskey Jacks. This is from her brand new album, Heavy Chains. This is Cold Blooded, Mac O'Brien.
Great sound.
Mac O'Brien, she's got a couple new band members, so check her out the 18th of October right here on State Street at Whiskey Jack's.
All right.
Rocker, once again, Saturday night, what do you got?
Oh, man, we got Megatone Studios. Paul Schluter, he's going to be in talking about his studio. And then Jeff Burkhart, new songs. And then Robbie Sender driving out here from Milwaukee to play for us live right here in the studio.
Very good. Checking them out. Rocker in Max Inc. And have fun Saturday night. We'll talk to you next week, Rob.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
All right. And Monday, Steve Cochran will be here, Chicago radio personality. We'll talk to him then.
He's got a line on everything that's going on in Chicago, that's for sure.
Yes, ice all over the city there, and he's going to give us an update. That's it for us. Stephanie Miller is next. John, have a good weekend.
Yeah, I will, and
you too,
man.
Oh, yeah.
As you're moving from one place to the
other. Crosstown, traffic, look out. All right, so long.
Let the sun shine. It's the John Gordy Show.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The first stage of the U.S. brokered ceasefire in Gaza is underway. The Israeli military says its forces have withdrawn to agreed deployment lines. President Trump's Middle East envoy, Steve Witkoff, says the 72-hour period for Hamas to release all hostages has begun. ABC's Mary Bruce is at the White House with the latest.
The big question, then what? The president's 20-point plan had called for Hamas to disarm and for Gaza to be governed by an apolitical Palestinian committee overseen by an international board of peace with Trump as its chairman.
No Nobel Peace Prize for President Trump. It's been awarded to Venezuela's opposition leader, Maria Machado. The government shutdown continues after the Senate departed without passing a funding resolution. Military members are set to miss their paychecks next week. National Guard troops expected to arrive in Memphis today, but not Chicago, after a federal judge blocked Trump administration efforts to deploy in Illinois. This is ABC News.